Assembly members Aaron Swanson and Benjamin Mayasato had asked the city to consider making a donation to relief efforts in the Philippines, where Typhoon Haiyan caused devastating damage earlier this month. The idea received a full-throated endorsement from both City Administrator Mark Gorman and City Finance Director Jay Sweeney. Here's Gorman.
I received comments very quickly from a number of sources that this would be a good idea in recognition of our Filipino community and the contribution that it's made.
In my opinion, there are just some times where you do something because it's the right thing to do. When I've seen the devastation that is in the Philippines, I think of what might happen with the tsunami here, and what comes to mind is, thus, by the grace of God, go we.
That was City Finance Director Jay Sweeney. Gorman and Sweeney said the city has money available in its nonprofit donation account and recommended a donation of $500 to $1,000. Mayasato offered a more personal argument.
I've seen firsthand what people, when they donate, when you hand it out to them, especially when they have absolutely nothing. I've been there on the street in Baghdad, Iraq, helping hand out stuff that United States citizens that collected and actually handed out to them, the difference it makes in their life.
But other members weren't so sure. Assemblymember Mike Reif asked whether it was the right use of taxpayer money.
In Sitka, we have many communities within the greater community. And each one of these communities can have devastation occur to them. The obvious ones are the fishers. You have them losing boats, losing life. But do we as a city, the city taxpayers' dollars, do we take money and then help these people out of their situation? Individuals have their homes burned down, a real devastating occurrence to these individuals. Do we actually take city taxpayer dollars to help them with their plight?
He was echoed by Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter.
I cannot think of a better place to donate my own money. However, I see this as not being the role of our municipal government to send money overseas. And I will not support doing so with municipal money. I will do it with my own money, and I will write a personal check. I agree very strongly with everything everyone said about how well this money could be spent there, but I think this is the wrong way to do the right thing.
So Reif suggested a solution, that assembly members each donate half of their own monthly stipend.
Maybe it's a challenge to this body. If we all really feel that way, I'm more than happy to give one half of one of my monthly checks as a city assembly.
Sitka assembly members each receive a stipend of $300 a month. The proposal caused some confusion about how it could be codified, since it didn't actually deal with city finances.
That's not really much of a...
So the meeting ended without a formal commitment, but it appeared that all six of the assembly members present had agreed to donate $150 each for a total of $900. Mayor Mim McConnell was absent because of a family emergency. There was no decision on where the money would go. Administrator Mark Gorman said assembly members could write checks to the city and borough of Sitka, and his office would choose a charitable organization working on disaster relief in the Philippines. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.